Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply wake up with your makeup. Wake up with your makeup. Now, if you think about makeup, my friends, you're thinking about a $60 billion a year industry. The statistics show that over 80% of all women wear makeup at least occasionally. And makeup commercials, if you really think about it, dominate the airwaves. You've seen the commercials for Maybelline and Max Factor, you name it, you've seen them all. You go into the grocery stores and they've got a whole section dedicated to cosmetics. There's nowhere you can go where makeup is not a major factor. If some women go home or leave the house and have forgotten their makeup, they'll turn around, go back and get the makeup. And you can see them driving down the street at a red light. They're putting on makeup because every person likes to have their makeup on in the morning. Now, we can learn a lot, guys, from the makeup philosophy. We can learn a lot from the makeup formula because in business, there are some principles we can derive from what women do with makeup that can change everything about how we grow and develop our businesses. If you don't believe me, let me show you. Okay, first of all, if a woman is about to apply makeup, the first makeup they'll use is something called foundation. Yes, they don't just start putting makeup on without putting on foundation. Now, foundation's not glamorous. It's not fancy. It's just a little bitty, thick, compacted makeup that they apply with a little powder puff, as it were, and spread it across their faces. It's designed to match the skin, right? Well, by the same token, in business, we have to start off with a foundation. See, some people are jumping into a presentation and they've yet to get a foundation. See, and the foundation in business is knowledge. It's learning about the industry. It's learning about the products and services. It's taking the time to develop personally and professionally. See, knowledge breeds confidence, and knowledge and confidence go together. You know, like steak and baked potatoes go together, like pasta and garlic bread go together. Knowledge and confidence go together. And if you want to have a strong foundation in business, that foundation begins with a commitment to knowing everything you need to know. If you've ever bought a car from a salesperson, then that salesperson proceeded to tell you all of the features about the car. He may have pointed out some things on that vehicle that you never even knew existed. Well, it's all because he's committed himself or herself to knowledge about what they are selling. My friends, I always say that if you want to strengthen your foundation, there are three things you have to do. First, you want to learn something new. Then you want to apply what you've learned. And finally, you want to practice teaching others. Now remember, never attempt to teach what you have yet to apply. You want to do three things. Reading it doesn't mean you learned it. You want to learn something new and then apply what you've learned. Then you want to practice teaching others. My friends, even if you have to practice and pretend like you're teaching somebody else in front of a mirror, you want to get the foundation correct. If you've got to pretend you're making the presentation and just record yourself on your cell phone, play it back and listen to how you sound. Let's share it with a friend and see what they think. Yes, my friends and neighbors, first and foremost, we must have a solid foundation. We cannot leave without our makeup. We must have a foundation. The second component, if you think about it, after women put the foundation on, they immediately turn to the eyes. Now, this might shock a lot of guys, but you know, when it comes to makeup, women have three types of makeup that go on their eyes alone. They've got eyeshadow, they've got eyeliner, and they've got mascara. The women are even concerned with how their eyes look when their eyes are closed, because when their eyes are closed, you can see the eyeshadow. And when they blink their eyes, obviously you see the eyeliner. And we're not even going to talk about the fake eyelashes and all those kinds of things. Just those three types of makeup alone are dedicated to the eyes. Imagine if we put that type of attention into our eyes. I'm going to say it this way. You can never surpass past the vision of yourself. If we see ourselves as champions, we'll start winning. If we see ourselves as leaders, we'll start leading. In other words, once we fix our eyes, everything falls into place. It's a way that we make them up. In other words, we've got to paint the picture of our best selves. If a person is losing weight, they don't need to start seeing pictures of themselves overweight. No, they want to start seeing the best images they can ever imagine of themselves. I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to write down your loftiest goals and ambitions. Write them down and place them ever before your eyes. Don't allow yourself not to see it. I can remember being in college, and I had a friend of mine who wanted to be a bodybuilder, and he had all of these pictures of a young, athletic, fit and trim Arnold Schwarzenegger in his dorm room, and these posters of him, he's ripped up, he's cut up. Now, this guy didn't look anything like those pictures as a freshman. He looked the furthest thing from them as a freshman. However, by the time the senior year came, he was ripped, he was cut. He looked so much more like the picture than you could have ever imagined because he trained his eyes to see what he wanted, and he went after that. My friends and neighbors, do you have enough makeup on your eyes? Do you have the shadow to block out negativity and doubt and gossip and rumors? Do you have the liner to make sure that you're focused every time that you're about to take on a task? I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, don't leave home without your makeup. Cover your eyes with what's going to help you see the best version of yourself. Now, my friends, after the women hit their eyes with the eyeliner and the eyeshadow and the mascara, what do? You're right, they go to the lips. They also have several types of makeup just for the lips. They've got lip liner, they've got lip gloss, they've got lipstick, they've got chapstick, you name it. There's a ton of attention that the women will pay to their lips. You might even see them applying the lipstick in the car or when they made it to a place. They may excuse themselves and go to the ladies' room and they're putting the makeup on their lips. Yes, my friends, I say we can learn from that because we should spend more time on our lips, because what comes out of our mouths means everything, and we should make sure that what is out coming out of our mouths is right. In fact, you knew that somewhere along the lines there was going to be an acronym in here. I've got one for the word lips. If you want to train your lips and make them up just right, then speak the following words. You want to make sure that your words are limitless, inspirational, purposeful, and successful. Yes, my friends, they need to be limitless first. Don't put a limit on yourself or anybody else. Don't believe that you've got an expiration date or a cap to your success. You don't. Speak limitless words. If you sit down with somebody and they start talking about millions and billions of dollars, don't discourage that conversation. In fact, join in it, because you want to speak limitless yourself. You also want to speak inspirational words. Your lips should be trained for inspiration. People should leave you and they should feel like they just got a dose of helium. They should want to float after they've come in contact with you for just a little while because of the inspiration that you're sharing with them. And yes, my friends and neighbors, always speak purpose. By that I mean legacy. By that I mean what we're going to leave behind, the people we're going to help, the communities we're going to change, the lives we're going to touch. Yes, my friends, when the purpose comes out of our lips, it changes everyone around us. And of course, last but not least, they need to be successful. Talk about the wonderful things that you're going to accomplish. Never see yourself as failing or as losing. Never talk anything other than success talk. My friends, I challenge you to make up your lips as well as your eyes and put that foundation on. If you enjoyed this training segment, I challenge you to grow your life and your business by getting certified with Success Training Institute. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.